You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on The Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
I'm Heather here at The Sound of Life, filling in for the Cup of Joe Morning Show. Hope your day is going well so far. I was thinking the other day, my quiet time now that I'm almost 50 looks very different than what it was in my 20s. And I think it's a really good thing because I beat myself up a lot when my kids were little about it not looking a certain way. Me getting into God's word and doing a Bible study and then praying for a certain amount of time. That isn't really what God wanted from me. He really wanted just me to be focused on him and spend some time with him, even in the midst of the chaos when I was taking care of littles. My quiet time now looks like getting into God's word and then just sitting with him, talking to him about a few things, but then also just sitting in his presence.
The Sound of Life.
I am so thankful that the kids in my life are gifted differently than me. I always thought that my kids would be just like me and would have the same giftings that I do. And it's just not the case. I have one son who is extremely sensitive and personable to other people. Yes, I have some of that. But then I have a son that is very mechanically inclined. And also I have a daughter who can organize things amazingly, and that is not something that I do well. So I'm just thankful that my kids don't have the same giftings as me, so they can help me with some of those things.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
I want to encourage you to leave some space, especially if you have preteens or teenagers in your home. Times where I ask questions and I get good, yes, no. Like, I don't get any feedback, you know, really. I don't get the real story. And so if I just sit and just wait, sometimes they'll feel like talking. Sometimes they don't, but sometimes they do. But I've got to create that space for them to do that.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Sound of Life.
Sometimes in conflict, you might want to ask questions first. I saw this the other day on a video. Asking questions first instead of getting all riled up and, you know, sharing all that you want to share, but asking the other person questions first, like, why did you respond that way? Or what were you thinking when that happened? It can actually make that conflict easier because you'll hear from the other person. You'll hear what they were thinking. And I know for me, sometimes that totally disarms my frustration and hurt.
The Sound of Life.
Sometimes God will just wreck your plans. And that is so difficult. If I was reminded this week that I can make my plans and I can believe that they're what God wants me to do, and then God may choose to wreck those. And here's the thing. I don't understand that. I don't understand how I could have gotten so off track, or, you know, I look at me. But here's the thing. God will do that because he has something better for me. That something down the road is going to be different that I couldn't see, that I couldn't even fathom. And that means I can trust in his perfect plan.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
Sometimes your pastor will just drop a truth bomb, and it is awesome. Our pastor talked about the fact that anybody can ask God for wisdom. It doesn't matter, like, what your, you know, smarts are or what the world says that you are good at. God is really clear in his word. He says, ask for wisdom and it will be given. And it doesn't matter what the world says about you.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Even though our culture may tell you different, every single one of us has broken parts. I was reminded of this week because God's really been bringing some stuff to the forefront in my life. And it reminds me that sometimes I don't have it all together and that I really struggle with some bigger issues in my life. But so does everybody, you know? Like, we all have stuff. Whether we're recognizing it or working through it right now, we all have stuff that has influenced us and also sin that we struggle with. And so you may feel today like you're the only one. Trust me. You're not.
The Sound of Life.
My attitude and also the way that I perceive a situation actually can make a big difference. I got new glasses and I was going to have new frames put in the, or new lenses put in the frames that I currently have. This was about 6 weeks ago and the frames broke. So when they put my old frames back together, they actually didn't put the right prescription in the right side. And so there was just a lot. And, you know, it was a hassle, but I actually feel like I handled it pretty well. And they said they were going to order new frames and they were going to put the new lenses in them. Well, like 6 weeks went by, which was kind of crazy. And so I emailed them and they were like, yeah, we have it. Come on in. Well, come to find out, they really didn't. There was still another mistake. And the guy that works at the eyeglass place that I was working with, he said, just thank you for being so understanding. Thank you for, you know, being so kind. And I kind of thought to myself, I was like, you know, my assumption is that they're doing the best they can, as I should, right? I mean, and that things happen. And my getting super upset about it, actually not going to help that situation at all.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show, the sound of life.
I had no idea that a $15 item would bring me so much joy. I needed a new fan for our bedroom. I like airflow. I don't know. I always have. I like the wind, but I also like a good fan. And our fan in our bedroom died a couple months ago. And we had gotten a different one that we had in the house, but it wasn't very good. I found like a high-powered like cyclone fan at a secondhand store. Bought it for $15, cleaned it up. I was sitting in bed last night just going, this brings me so much joy.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Sometimes you might be holding on to something really tight and you're afraid to let go, but God is asking you to. What I don't always understand, and I'm starting to get a glimpse of it, is that when God asks me to give something up, it's not because he's being mean or cruel. He actually wants to give me more freedom when I do that. And I know in our world that doesn't make sense, but that's how it is for me, that when God says, Heather, you've got to let that go. When I do, I actually find freedom.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
I think there's times when God gives us a gentle reminder, and it's exactly what we need. You're not hard to love. I felt like in my quiet time this morning with God, he shared that with me. And there's been times in my life where I felt like I was too much or I was just really hard to love. And God says, no, that's not how it is for me. Now, there are times when I'm a lot. And there are times when people don't like me. That's not what I'm talking about. That there is a God in heaven who created me in my mother's womb that I'm never too much for, that I'm not too hard to love.
Waking up with a Cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The sound of life.
What can I control and what can't I? Something that God and I were talking about this week, because there's times when I wish that I could control situations or people's attitudes or their responses to me, and I can't. What can I control? I can control my attitude, my response to things, my words, but when it comes to those other things, I really don't have any control over them.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
There are times you can't fix and you can't rescue, and you actually really shouldn't. I'm realizing that as my kids get older. My kids are 19, 18, and 16. When they were younger, you know, it was easy to fix things. You know, you give them a snack or you put them down for a nap or, you know, you put a Band-Aid on their knee. But as they get older, those problems become more difficult and they're not as easy to fix. And that's where God has reminded me that he is working in their lives. He's moving. And even if they might be struggling or going through something tough, I can trust him. And maybe that struggle is actually necessary.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.